Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Kat Warren is a professor and former journalist with a somewhat unorthodox hobby. She works with a cadaver dog, a dog who searches for missing and presumed dead people. What started as a way to harness the energies of her unruly, smart German Shepherd puppy, Solo, soon became a passion for them both. She's written about the experience in the new book, What the Dog Knows, The Science and Wonder of Working Dogs, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Kat Warren to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's an honor to be here.
How much did you know about this subject going into it?
Nothing. You know, I showed up at a trainer's house and because I could not deal with this new pup and didn't know what to do. He was flunking out of puppy obedience classes. And I sat and talked with her, and it was she who suggested, why don't you train him as a cadaver dog? And I said, what's that? Surely it's not dead dog. That's what I was thinking about doing with him. And she explained that it's a dog that goes out and specifically searches for human remains. And that was the beginning. He was about 4.5 months old. And that was nearly 10 years ago.
So one of the things that you explore in the book is about working dogs in general, not simply cadaver dogs, but working dogs in general. And what's fascinating is Solo found his calling, but dogs can be used in many different ways to work.
Yeah, one of the things that I wanted to do, as a former reporter and also because I had the opportunity when I was training Solo to work with a lot of law enforcement canine trainers and handlers. I was incredibly lucky to be able to sort of observe all these different dogs doing an amazing variety of jobs. And in a way, it sort of piqued both my reporter's curiosity along with my already existing dog passion to figure out what it is that we know about the capacities of these dogs. And in a way, you know, the book project is about Solo, but more than that, it's about this much wider world about what we know and all the stuff that we actually don't know yet about the cognitive abilities and even the scenting abilities of these dogs.
Just the title of the book, What the Dog Knows. For you to learn that, of what the dog knows and the power of what they know, is quite a discovery.
Yes, I mean, you know, it's an interesting mix for me because in a way I think that a lot of us kind of fall on along the lines of God, dogs are amazing, and look at all these things they can do, and we always are hovering right on the edge of sort of the dog magic, right? The dog god. And one of the great things about this project is to be able to go in and say, actually, there are some myths out there, and there's a lot of science that's just beginning to happen that's absolutely fascinating about what we do know about their capacities. Because dogs, like people, have limits, and it's good to know where those are because it makes a difference in court cases. It makes a difference in how you deploy a dog and where you deploy them. I hate to use that term. It sounds instrumentalist, but in a way, you have to think that way a little bit. You have to be really practical and say, is a dog the right tool for this particular job?
Talk a little bit about those limitations and also about the point that you make in the book about how the training is ongoing, that a handler and the working dog, that even though Solo is very experienced, you still need to practice.
Absolutely. And I think people sort of think, well, that, I mean, dogs are like pianists or artists or any skill that you can think about humans using. Dogs are the same way. You've got to keep them in practice. You've got to expose them to new situations. And so for law enforcement dogs, you know, biweekly or semi-monthly trainings are really necessary. And the same is true for Solo. He needs to keep working, training, so that when he goes on a search, I can be confident that he's going to do his job. So there are limitations. And, you know, I mean, there are limitations just like there are limitations with people. I think that there are things that dogs do that simply can't be replaced. I think a dog's nose is an astonishing thing, and I think that people are realizing that. And alongside that, I actually like to see the fact that people are realizing that it takes enormously skilled training and handling for these dogs. And I'm not putting myself up there as one of those enormously skilled handlers. I'm still a relative beginner, but when I see very good dogs and very good handlers, it's a beautiful thing.
We as humans, we go to work and we come home and we have our work wife and we have our home life. And you write about this, but in terms of your relationship with Solo, of can Solo just be your pet at times?
Yeah. I mean, and I think that most people, except probably the harshest, most macho of men, will admit that at home most of their dogs have an off switch and become part of the family. And it's part of the bond, right? I mean, you can't be on 24/7. And I think that, you know, absolutely Solo is our pet. It's also true that in terms of training and everything else, I do treat him differently under those circumstances than I would a pet dog, right? I need to take certain risks that I think might make some pet owners uncomfortable, but that for him to be able to do his job, he needs to sometimes be in places that aren't absolutely perfectly safe. And so I really had to, especially early on, ratchet down my tendency to want to say, don't go there, don't try that, right? Mm. The dog needs to go there and try that so that he knows how to do it when he needs to.
Having grown up with German Shepherds in my life, I say this not to make any other dog owner irate, but German Shepherds are very smart dogs.
They are. They are smart dogs. And I'm a German Shepherd fan. You know,
yeah.
We have two now. I've got a new pup I'm working with. And they can be difficult dogs. And, you know, there are differences between German Shepherds. Not every German Shepherd is smart. I find that I really like working with these dogs because after a time, it feels to me as though they can be very deliberate about some of the judgments they make, right? About how they react in situations. And if they're well socialized and well trained, I love them. I'm a fan.
Well, the book is lovely. It's called What the Dog Knows, The Science and Wonder of Working Dogs. It is published by Touchstone. Kat Warren, thank you very much for sharing with us. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joe, for having me. It was a pleasure.
A delight. Again, the book is What the Dog Knows, The Science and Wonder of Working Dogs. It's published by Touchstone. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.